This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
So that's how most of us buy cars. We borrow. Then there's the way this next group of people buy their cars. It does not involve going hat in hand to the finance office. Just concluding in Pebble Beach, California, the annual Concours d'Elegance, a car show extraordinaire and fancy car auction. It's like the South by Southwest festival for really, really rich people. Only the focus isn't music, tech, or film. It's high-end automobiles, both new and vintage. Audrey Dilling reports on what those at the tippy top of the wealth and poverty spectrum were doing this weekend.
This is the sound of about 20 late 60s Ford Mustangs hauling around a tight turn at the Mazda Laguna Seca Raceway near Monterey. This is the sound of one late 60s Mustang trailing behind. Most of these cars are being driven by their owners, but some hire professional racers.
It would be unfair to say everybody here is really rich because there are a lot of people who've owned their cars for a long time.
Jamie Kittman writes for Automobile Magazine.
But there's also plenty of super-duper millionaires.
Super-duper millionaires who luxury brands want to sell their cars to. So the companies have hauled out an arsenal of their own antiques and latest models.
Because there isn't any other place in the country that has a concentration of people that are affluent automotive enthusiasts.
Kim McCullough is vice president of marketing for Jaguar Land Rover North America. She wouldn't say how many dollars this event could bring in. But it's pretty clear how much cash is being tossed around at the classic car auction happening down at Pebble Beach.
$2 million, I mean. $2 million.
The highest valued car here is a 1962 Ferrari Sharknose 250.
And we are estimating it at $14 to $16 million. It's a very wild and important Ferrari.
David Gooding is the founder and president of Gooding & Company, the host of the auction. The prices battled out here will drive the overall classic car market. Values have doubled in the past decade, but Gooding says, don't get into it for the investment.
You should buy it because you love it, because you want to use it, you want to show it or vintage race it or drive it or just have it at home and stare at it.
So file that away, investors. By the way, that wild and important 62 Ferrari went for $16.5 million. Seems like the market is still strong.
Enjoy the moment, sir. 2.3, it's a wonderful car, and it's no money, 2.3.
In Pebble Beach, I'm Audrey Dilling for Marketplace.